Good morning, everyone. Today we have three different scriptures from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. And so as I was reading those to get ready for talking to you today, I kept finding myself pulled away from the scriptures and to Dr. Capp's sermon title. The sermon title is The Weakness of God. So it really got me distracted from reading the scriptures, even though in one of the scriptures, those words appear. So I kept trying to read the scriptures and trying to understand what maybe I would talk about today, and I kept getting pulled back to Dr. Capp's title. And I think it's because those words just don't seem to go together to me. But I did a little digging, and I kept reading, and I let some time pass. And I think what the scripture is saying when it talks about the weakness of God is that we humans, we think we are so smart, and we think we are so strong, that when we think back on the story of Jesus' life, some of us maybe question the wisdom and the strength of the plan. What I mean by that is a lot of people like to see a lot of flashy things, miracles, a lot of bling, maybe a lot of bright lights, cool colors, somebody that's really got some kind of way of drawing a crowd because they're loud or they're funny or just whatever. Some people, on the other hand, are attracted to things that seem very wise, things that seem very smart. Those are the people who really believe in big concepts, big ideas. They like to talk about big concepts and big ideas. And either one of those ways is actually great, or a combination of blingy and showy and flashy and smart and wise and thoughtful. But God knew that what would work is to split the difference and kind of come up with a plan to get the attention of humanity by sending himself in the form of Jesus the man. Now, Jesus was a little bit blingy. He did perform miracles. And Jesus was very wise. But he didn't wear that wisdom on his sleeve. He didn't brag about being wise. Jesus did what it took to preach to people and to model the kind of life for people that God intended us to live. And he did it not by being super flashy or super, I don't know, like a really, 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 really smart nuclear scientist or something. And so I think when the scripture says, and it's Paul who chooses these words when he's talking to the people in Corinth, he says something about God's wisdom and God's foolishness and God's weakness and God's strength. And I think what Paul was trying to say was that humans think that God was weak when he chose this kind of plan. I mean, who would send a guy down to earth, a regular Joe Schmo carpenter to earth, to pronounce all these amazing things about the creator of the entire world? Who would do that? Who would send a guy to walk like we walk and then have him killed? I mean, what kind of plan is that? That's what doubters and naysayers were probably saying. And that's probably what Paul means when he says something about God's weakness. But what he says is, at our best, on our best day of being strong and being smart, We cannot even come close to God in his, quote, weakness. So if I'm way off track, I'm really sorry. But this is where I found my mind going. The perfect plan, the perfect man, all conceived by the genius and omnipowerful Creator. Let's pray and let's be thankful. Dear God, thank you for making the perfect plan. And thank you for helping us to learn how to live like the perfect man. Amen.